If you're a woman, a mother, and a self-proclaimed feminist fighting for women's rights, except for our right to call ourselves women, then this one's for you. Once upon a time, there was a girl named Gypsy Rose Blanchard. She was born with a chromosomal disorder. She had the IQ of a 7-year-old child. At least that's what her mother said. Because of her condition, she suffered from leukemia, sleep apnea, and muscular dystrophy. She required a wheelchair and a feeding tube. She had seizures, asthma, and hearing and visual problems. She was put on multiple medications for years and required a breathing machine while she slept. She went through multiple surgeries, including procedures on her eyes and even the removal of her salivary glands. When her teeth rotted away, either because of the many medications she was on, because she couldn't produce saliva, or both, they were just pulled out. Eventually, Gypsy Rose got cancer and she lost all of her hair. And then when she turned 24, she killed her mother. You see, there wasn't anything ever wrong with Gypsy Rose, but there was something really wrong with her mother, Dee Dee. Dee Dee needed attention, admiration, and validation, and she was willing to sacrifice her daughter's physical and mental health to get it. Sound familiar? Clearly, Dee Dee Blanchard was a nut job. She suffered from Munchausen syndrome by proxy. If you don't know what that is, Google it. But something tells me that you do. Children lack the neurological maturity to understand the world around them. That's what parents are for. You're there to protect them. Gypsy went along with the lies because, like most children, she wanted to please her mother. But as soon as she was old enough to realize what her mother had done to her, well, this is a warning. A lot of you are confusing your kids with woke gibberish because you're just like Dee Dee. You're pathetic and you want to be cool. Some of you are going as far as nudging your kids to have irreversible procedures that they're going to have to live with for the rest of their lives. Imagine their reaction when they grow up and realize what you did. Stop while you're ahead. God bless America.